Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go back out to the phones. Ryan Whitney, NHL Network. He joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ryan, good morning.
What's going on, guys? How
much,
are you?
Great. Much, much better. Our phone line was a little bit messed up. All right, let's talk about Ovi a little bit. Can he catch Gretzky?
I don't know if he can, but the fact it's being mentioned is ridiculous because everyone thought that number of 894 was so unattainable for so long. And Ovechkin just doesn't miss games. That's why you're actually talking about it. I mean, he plays this physical style, but he doesn't miss games. He gets 40 goals a year, and so he'd need, 50 this year and then average 40 for the next 7 years. I don't think it'll be done, but the fact that it could actually get done and it's being mentioned now is just an amazing story.
We were just kicking around while we were trying to get a hold of you again, Ryan, the idea of when he goes back to Russia to play in the KHL, because that's the one thing that could stand in the way of this. Do you think I picture him as a guy who's going to take as long a run as he can to try and get a cup and try and get that 894 and then go over to Russia, but you never know when a guy might just kind of flake out and go back to the KHL, back to Mother Russia.
Yeah, that's true. But I think with him, they've never won a cup. And now that say the next 2 years, he gets, 45 and then 47. And then it's actually like people are really discussing like this goal record. Then I don't think he's going anywhere. So I would be surprised if he goes back there. I mean, maybe similar to Datsyuk, he goes and plays 1 year or 2 years at the very end of his career. But I would be really surprised if he left before then.
Ryan Whitney joining us here on the Fan Morning Show to talk Penguins, talk NHL. Ryan from the NHL Network. You watch Ryan on NHL Now, 4 p.m. today, plus NHL Network going to feature the Islanders and Caps this Friday at 7 p.m. Okay, let's talk Pens real quick. Derek Brassard, what does he give you? It seems glaringly obvious to me in watching him just in his time here in Pittsburgh. It's going to take a little time to get into the Penguins kind of game, but he has given a hard 200 feet every single night, Ryan.
Yeah, he's play against him. And he's a forward that just adds depth for them and just another good centerman to be able to have a guy who knows what he's doing playing center in such an important position when Crosby and Malkin aren't on the ice. He's been in Ottawa, so obviously it's going to take a little time for him to figure out their system and how they do things, how Mike Sullivan wants things done and how he wants guys to play in their own zone and things like that. So it'll take a little bit for anyone to kind of become accustomed, but I think in the end, it's a great get for Pittsburgh. It's just another guy in the playoffs that just helps them with depth. And, they lose Vic Bonino and they lose the other guys, everyone's mentioned. So it's good to get a guy like that who can win and can play offensively and be good defensively for a third line.
Part of the key to picking up Brassard, Ryan, was that they wanted a center on the third line who can play 200 feet and still contribute offensively. But we've seen Evgeny Malkin's game this year go to a whole new level as far as playing 200 feet, both ends of the ice. I mean, legitimate Hart Trophy candidate, but it feels, I mentioned this to somebody earlier this week, it feels like you could get a little bit of Penguin vote splitting amongst people where some people want to vote Crosby, some people want to vote Malkin, maybe a couple for Kessel. How do you see things going down the stretch here for Malkin?
Well, I do think, since January 1st, I mean, Mike Sullivan came on NHL Tonight last night and said that he's the best player in the NHL. So it's kind of a run that and the type of play from Malkin I haven't seen, in 5-6 years, it seems like. I mean, he hasn't struggled by any means, but this is just that other level he has that shows why he's such a superstar. In terms of the voting, it is tough when you don't have just one guy. I mean, if you look at, New Jersey voting, it's Taylor Hall, right? There's no other option. So when you have other options like Crosby, and I was glad you said Kessel because he's, for the first half of the year, he was the best player in the Penguins. He's continued to have a great season. So it could be tough. I mean, Malcolm's definitely had an MVP-type season, but when you do have these other stars on your team that can take away votes and kind of, skew people in terms of them thinking, What would he be doing on a team without these guys? I think Malkin would dominate no matter where he was and who he was playing with. But you know what I mean in terms of splitting votes, that could always be an issue.
Ryan Whitney joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. A couple more minutes. It always gets bounced around if he's playing well. How well is he playing? If he's not playing well, he kind of gets dogged as Chris Letang, who's one of the premier talents in the NHL when he's on top of his game. How are you supposed to, with your eyes, watch your television or go down to the game and measure Chris Letang's game? Because he plays a gazillion minutes. But how do you walk away from the arena or your television and know he played well?
That's a good question. I would watching him, you know, his skating and his offensive abilities are always going to be there, and he can snap the puck around the offensive zone and skate and catch up and also even get back if he does get caught off ice. But I kind of watch him defensively, and you know, if he can bear down and win one-on-one battles and make those smart, easy decisions out of his own zone where, you know, maybe it's an 8-foot pass and it doesn't have to be a 35 cross ice saucer pass. You know, that's the type of hockey that Pittsburgh wants from there. They know he's going to be jumping up into the rush and contributing offensively, but they need him as solid as he can be in his own zone. And there's plenty of times where he's hard to play against. You see him get physical while also staying out of the box. I mean, I thought when they didn't have him last year, there was no chance they could repeat, and they went on to win, and it's like, wow, you know, I can't believe that they didn't need Letang to win the Cup. But so you don't want to say it couldn't be done again, but it could only help with him playing the top of his game. It's more defensively. If you see him kind of closing gaps and finishing guys off and then making quick breakout passes and then using his speed to hop up into the rush. I mean, I just think I know from experience in Pittsburgh, fans, they don't want any turnovers. When a defensive turnover in the puck, you start hearing people and the boos. And so it's just not turning over the puck, especially in your own zone for him.
Ryan, Flower got number 400 last night for Vegas. It's conceivable he could be top 10 by the end of the season, and it's conceivable with another 5-6 healthy years ahead of him that he could join Waugh and Brodeur as the only three guys with 500 career victories. Will he end up getting the kind of credit that you think he's due by the time it's all said and done as one of the greats?
I hope so. I don't know if he'll ever really get it while he's playing. It could be one of those instances of, you know, years down the road, hopefully 7-8 years down the line, he retires, and then people talk about his career and how great he was. It's odd that he's never really gotten the respect that you think he deserves or should get. But just the fact that, you know, he's able to get his 400th win, he's second fastest in the history of the league. You know, 729 games, right behind Lundqvist. Just to say that is mind-blowing. So Vegas is so lucky they were able to get him, not only as a goalie, but as a guy. So it's pretty cool to see somebody that is universally liked and respected by ex-teammates and media members that deal with him. To see a guy have that success and that milestone so early in his career.
Last question for you, Ryan Whitney, NHL Network. Now, our other co-host is in Florida covering the Pirates. Little leprechaun-looking guy, UNH graduate, Jim Colony. He wanted me to ask if you still want to kick his ass.
Hey, I don't worry about, like, sheep, you know? Like, if I'm a lion, I'm not going to worry about, you know, the opinions of Colony as a sheep.
Yes! That is perfection, Ryan. Thank you so much.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
Take it easy. Yes! 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 Yes!
That was a confirmed yes. He still wants to kick Colony's ass.
Yes! Absolute perfection!
Woo!
I don't worry about sheep. Whoom! Producer Matt, whenever the interview was over, was he still on the phone?
He was not.
Ah!
Racket!
Oh my gosh! I love it.
Can't wait to tell Colony.
Oh, yeah. I'm texting him right now. Ryan Whitney was spectacular. Great stuff from Ryan Whitney. You can catch him on NHL Network. Do so. NHL Now, 4 o'clock today. I love the NHL Network, by the way. All the league channels are really, really good.
Yeah.
I agree with you there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.